USA Radio News. I'm Rick Vincent.
With President Donald Trump set to meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin in mere days, 12 Russians have been indicted for trying to interfere with the 2016 presidential election by hacking into the Hillary Clinton campaign and Democratic network. Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein at a Washington news conference.
In an effort to conceal their connections to Russia, the defendants used a network of computers around the world, and they paid for it using cryptocurrencies.
Former Clinton campaign chair John Podesta, whose email was hacked in April of 2016 and released over the course of the campaign, quickly jumped on Trump.
Donald Trump likes to describe this as a witch hunt. Well, we just found some witches, and they were indicted.
Several Democrats say Trump should cancel his meeting with Putin if he does not address the issue. Republican John McCain has joined Democrats in that call as well. Trump has promised to raise the issue during that meeting. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
President Donald Trump and UK Prime Minister Theresa May held a joint news conference outside London. At one point, Trump criticized the pipeline deal between Germany and Russia.
I think it's a horrible thing that you have a pipeline coming from Russia. And I believe that Germany is going to be getting 50, 60, or even I've heard numbers of 70% of their energy coming in from Russia. And how can you be working for peace and working from strength when somebody has that kind of power over your country?
At the start of the joint news conference, Trump called the U.S.-UK relationship the highest level of special, May praising the work the two nations do together.
No two countries do more together than ours to keep their people safe and prosperous. And we want to deepen that cooperation even further to meet the shared challenges we face now and in the years ahead.
Trump smoothed over an earlier criticism for May's handling of Brexit and immigration, saying she's doing a fantastic job as Prime Minister. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. If you're an entrepreneur, a small business owner, or perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up. Seeking non-doctor entrepreneurs to operate a niche medical clinic for erectile dysfunction with no needles, no medication, and no surgery. I tried it out myself to see if it works. Oh my gosh, this is amazing. It's an all-cash business. No insurance. The income potential is enormous. You need $100,000 liquid to get started. Go to medicalpartnership.info. That's medicalpartnership.info. Medicalpartnership.info.
A huge merger is unexpectedly facing yet another challenge from the federal government. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
A month after a federal judge approved AT&T's merger with Time Warner, saying the Justice Department's antitrust suit had failed to make its case against the merger, the DOJ has now filed a notice of appeal. It filed it on Thursday, indicating the dispute will now be going to the D.C. Court of Appeals. AT&T General Counsel David McAtee says the company is surprised the Justice Department is appealing. As for the merger, it's already been happening. AT&T completed its acquisition of Time Warner just days after the judge's ruling and has since rebranded Time Warner as Warner Media. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A Florida beach has been closed following two apparent shark bites just 5 minutes apart. The Florida Times Union reports that Fernandina Beach, just northeast of Jacksonville, was closed to swimmers after a 30-year-old man and 17-year-old boy were both bitten on the feet. Neither victim got a look at what bit them. Papa John's has begun pulling founder John Schnatter's images from its logos and TV ads over the racial slur he made during a media training conference in May. Schnatter took part in a radio interview with WHAS in Louisville.
Shame on me for even bringing it up, but the point is, you can't use that vocabulary. You can't use that word. And we will not, and I'm not going to, and I have not.
The company will keep its name, and Schnatter is still on the board as its largest shareholder. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.